his desired interests. Pancha, the five objects of the senses. Sound form touch, aroma and taste. Veda, knows. Atha, does. Panchabhi, by the five senses of perception. Hearing, seeing, smelling. Tasting and feeling. Eka, the one. Tu, but. Shodashena, by these 15 items and the mind. Trin, the three categories of experience. Happiness, distress, and a mixture of both. What do you experience more? Happiness, distress, or a mixture? It is the earth where you have a little bit of everything. Svayam. He, the living entity himself. Saptadasha. The 17th item. Asnute. Enjoys. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Many numbers. Common numbers, famous numbers. It's a little mathematical test. Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses, and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. So you're number 17 and you are enjoying alone. Are you? The living being enjoys three kinds of situations. Namely, happy, distressful, and mixed. Everyone engages in work with his hands, legs, and other senses just to achieve a certain goal according to his concocted ideas. One tries to enjoy the five sense objects, namely form, sound, taste, aroma, and touch, not knowing the actual goal of life, which is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Because of disobeying the Supreme Lord, one is put into material conditions. And he then tries to improve the situation in a concocted way, not desiring to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, the Supreme Lord is so kind that he comes himself to instruct the bewildered living entity how to act obediently and then gradually return home back to Godhead, where he can attain an eternal, peaceful life of bliss and knowledge. The living entity has a body, which is a very complicated combination of the material elements. And with this body, he struggles alone, as indicated in this verse by the words ekas tu. For example, if one is struggling in the ocean, who has ever swum in the ocean? Or a sea? Or a river? Everybody swam, okay? He must swim through it alone. Anybody was ever drowning while swimming? No. Although many other men and aquatics are swimming in the ocean, he must take care of himself because no one else will help him. Therefore, this verse indicates that the 17th item, the soul, must work alone. Although he tries to create society, friendship, and love, no one will be able to help him but Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his only concern should be how to satisfy Krishna. That is also what Krishna wants. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam ranjam. People bewildered by material conditions try to be united. But although they strive for unity among men and nations, right now there is a General Assembly of the United Nations, yeah, all their attempts are futile. Everyone must struggle alone for existence with the many elements of nature. Therefore, one's only hope, as Krishna advises, is to surrender to him. For he can help one become free from the ocean of nations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore prayed, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitama visame bhavam buddha kripaya tava pada pankaja stitadu lisadisham vichintaya. O Krishna, beloved son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of nations. And although I am struggling very hard, there is no way I can save myself. If you kindly pick me up and fix me as one of the particles of dust at your lotus feet, that will save me. In a similar way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, Anadi karama pale pori bhavaranava jale tori bare na dekhi upai. My dear Lord, I cannot remember when I somehow or other fell into this ocean of nations, and now I can find no way to rescue myself. No way to rescue myself. Upaya. That's what astrologers are supposed to give you. Upaya. Eh? Yoga is upaya. Rescue. Remedy. We should remember that everyone is responsible for his own life. If an individual becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, he is then delivered from the ocean of nations. Om Ganade Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyapta Yena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanja Kalpadurubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadadagyupi Sadhya Sarvagyatam Rajayat Sashri Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan Samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grant me his full mercy, because by his grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Tam Srimad Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Guru Mesyanukam Payashvapi Mahadim Santaretsukam. Another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagat Guru, by whose grace even an insignificant dog can cross an ocean, great ocean, very happily and easily. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a test. It's a special place in the Bhagavatam. It's a triple test here. Here we see that on one side, Ajamil is tested by the moment of death. Yeah, this is one test which you cannot avoid. It's one test nobody can avoid. Everybody will have to pass that test, and you cannot use any cheat notes, and cannot use any bribes or anything. This is, as Prabhupada says, this is what you have to do alone. You are tested. So Ajamil here is tested. Of course, he's very lucky because he chanted the names of the Lord, Narayana. In the early days, there was a drama, and in a drama, Ajamil was chanting, Narayan, Narayan! And Prabhupada said, no, he chanted one time. One time enough. So for millions of years came three Yamadutas, millions of years of sin, three Yamadutas, for four syllables, Aksharas of Narayan, came four Vishnudutas to stop the Yamadutas. So, okay, this is one test. This is one test which nobody can avoid. Another test happening here, Yamadutas are tested. Because Vishnudutas have come to stop the Yamadutas, and Yamadutas are explaining themselves. They are explaining what is Dharma. They are explaining why Ajamil is supposed to be taken. What's the situation? So there's a little test for the Yamadutas. Plus, there is a test for a very famous person whose name is an examiner, or one who is testing himself. So the name Parikshit itself means one who tests, one who examines, because he saw Krishna in the womb, and so throughout his life he was testing. Is this Krishna? Is this Krishna? Is this the Lord? Is this the person, the transcendental person I want to achieve? So here he is tested. So that's a very interesting thing. It's like midterm test for Parikshit. So he's about to die in 7 days. And so Canto 6, this is somewhere around 2.5, around the third day, somewhere around the third day before his departure. So he has a midterm test here in the beginning of Canto 6. So usually people are quite nervous about the test. So just in a few days we have, tomorrow we have Bhakti Vaibhav test in the VHE. So some people are writing the test, and oftentimes people are nervous about writing a test. Although you don't have to be nervous. I mean, it's natural to be nervous before a test. But you are nervous before the test only for the first like 15 times or 20 times. Then you get used to it. That was a joke. This is a Brahminical sport. Yeah, writing tests, this is a Brahminical sport. You even had Brahmanas trying to quote shlokas and pass different tests. And even though we may sometimes feel nervous about tests, we are passing tests all the time. So every day, every night, every morning, there is some test. These tests, what kind of tests do we have? What kind of tests do you go through in your life? May I ask you, so that we can see what you consider to be a test in your life. May I ask you, who would like to say what kind of tests you are going through? You have some idea? Humility is tested. Okay, shall I test your humility?
Personally.
Not publicly, okay. Okay. What else is tested?
To follow the regular principles.
regulative principles, yes.
Our faith is tested.
Our faith is tested, yes. Our faith is tested by some events happening around us. We see something happening to somebody, and especially happening to ourselves. Yes, then, how is this? Where Krishna is looking? He's probably behind the doors. Maybe he doesn't see or something. Looks the other way. How else are we tested? What else tests us? The solution of the subtle body. We need to dissolve the subtle body before the gross body falls away. And humility is one very good criterion to see whether the subtle body is dissolving. And the subtle body is composed of intelligence, so that's our understandings, goals, and also the mind, desires and emotions. Yeah, so what are our desires and emotions? They are tested. Can you remember any recent time when you were tested? When was the last time you were tested? Who was tested today by your alarm clock? For example, who was tested by someone pushing you in a temple? Nobody? Good, yeah. Anybody was tested by the weather? Anybody was tested by the mind? The mind. Yeah, so japa is a perfect time for testing. Here, in this interesting section, we have a test, mid-term test for Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is being tested by Shukadeva Goswami. How? There are a few places in the Bhagavatam where Shukadeva Goswami is testing Parikshit Maharaj. So, Canto 6, it's quite interesting if you see the summary that Srila Prabhupada gives to Canto 6. He shows that following Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, each canto has some description, explanation, delineation of one of the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam. So Canto 5 described sthanam, how things are situated in this universe, the planets. We had planets, kings, dharma. And Canto 6, Prabhupada explains here, it describes poshana, or protection by the Lord. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that sthanam is protection of people who are dharmic, who follow pious life. And poshanam is mercy of Krishna, how Krishna protects devotees, even if somehow or other they deviate sometimes from dharma. Sometimes happens that maybe they don't follow dharma properly. So it's important to understand that this is not, what we are practicing is not ordinary dharma. Prabhupada says sarva dharman parityajya, and this is a secret. So depending how where we explain it, so sometimes we will explain it as a religious process, but as you start practicing, it's important to understand that this is a transcendental process. It's not just religion, it's returning to your true nature. It's becoming beyond any material consideration, becoming transcendental. And this can be misused, because you can see Ajamil is protected. He did bad things. The Yamadutas are explaining. He did so many bad things. He was cheating, he was killing. Right? And he is protected. So if I am not honest, then I can think, oh, very nice. So I can make myself a shikha haircut. Nowadays it's already mainstream. You can see many people are having shikhas, no problem. And kanti mala, japa, and I say I'm bhakta. I can even maybe get some paper from somewhere that I'm a bhakta, get initiated maybe. And then I can do any damn thing, right? Because Krishna says, I protect, mashuchaha, don't worry. I even heard one devotee in Zurich saying an interesting thing, saying that this verse, the most famous verse we quote most often, even in this purport, what is the most famous verse, most frequently quoted probably, that practically everybody knows, and also quoted here, it says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarapapebhyo moksha ishyamama sachaha. So he's saying that, yeah, abandon all varieties of processes and just take shelter in me. I protect you. Don't worry. So this devotee was claiming that we should never teach this verse without the next verse. Idam tena tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cha shushu shaveva chyam na cha mam yobhyasuyati. But never teach this to someone who is not austere, to someone who is not a devotee. To someone, somebody can be austere but not a devotee. Somebody can be austere and a devotee, but ashushushave, he's not obedient, he doesn't want to follow and listen, hear good instruction. And the worst of all, envious, one who is envious. So that this is not misused, so that these things are not misused, because things are misused. Everything in this world will be misused, and Maya will be testing everybody. And the same thing, Bhurjan Prabhu said, interesting thing, that the same thing that is supposed to make us free, Maya will try to inspire us to use for more illusion. So same thing that is supposed to make us free, we will use to create more illusion. Have you seen something like this? That in your life or in somebody's life, and something that is some rule or some practice or some something that's like, for example, we have an organization which is for making the world free, for preaching. If there is no organization, how can we reach? Recently on dandavats.com I have read that we have about 7 million people who are devotees in the world. 7 million. So that's apparently something like 0.1 of the world population. People who are accepting Krishna as God and bhakti, Shuddha bhakti as the process. Srila Prabhupada said if we reach 1%, then boom, the whole world is really transforming. So just a little bit more is needed. So without an organization, we cannot reach any of this. We have to preach. But then organization means hierarchy. Hierarchy means control, power, and even you have some control or power with one person in a family or somewhere, and there is a temptation to misuse it. So the same thing that is supposed to make you free, the same thing can be used by Maya to bind us. So there are tests. There are tests all the time. And Maya is testing. Tattvasandarbha is saying, Maya is testing us, because Maya tests that only healthy jivas come back to Godhead, to Krishna. Only those who are completely healthy, then they can return to Krishna. So here, we see Parikshit is tested. Jiva Goswami explains how Parikshit is tested in the beginning of Canto 6. Because end of Canto 5 described... anybody remembers what was the description of Canto, end of Canto 5, the very end, last chapter? Hellish planets, yes. Exciting subject. Uh,
Who has read this description of the hellish planet?
Yeah, okay.
Who got a little scared sometimes?
Yeah, because it says even you look in a unwelcoming way onto a guest, there is a hell for that. Even somebody who is not trying to become from Shudra to become elevated, there is a hell for that too. There are so many different hells for so many transgressions. And Srila Prabhupada sometimes also speaks about hell. However, you can see, how does Srila Prabhupada speak about hell? You can see that sometimes preachers are speaking about hell that come, join, surrender, otherwise you will go to hell. Be careful. Yeah? You see that Srila Prabhupada does not use, if you check his lectures, you see that Srila Prabhupada does not use these descriptions of hell in that way. He mentions hell a lot. However, how does he speak about hell? He says, please help people avoid going to hell. Poor people are going to hell. I mean, poor people are living in hell. How many people are actually living in hell? And it's not just, you know, about being in some poor conditions. Sometimes people live in very wealthy conditions and they experience a very, very hellish life. Much more hellish, because hell is not physical suffering, but mental suffering. Subtle bodies suffers in hell, right? So it's not even so much about the external conditions as, like Radhanath Maharaj, if you have read his Journey Home. Anybody read his Journey Home? It's an amazing book, very, very beautiful book. He writes how he was traveling to India, hitchhiking for the first time. He arrived in Afghanistan. So he's a Chicago boy from a good family, and then he's coming to Afghanistan, and he experiences extreme shock of seeing people living in abject, unimaginable poverty. You know, for a Chicago, middle class boy, it's inconceivable. And at the same time, being incredibly happy that he couldn't connect these two, right? There's another one, Robert A. Johnson is a very famous neo-Jungian psychologist who loves India. He's just in love with India. He loves to spend, he spent years in India, and he says that when he came to India for the first time, then everybody warned him, there is dirt, there are beggars, there is disease, this, that. He was warned about many things. So he came, you know, on the lookout for these things. But he said nobody warned him about how happy are the people. He said that was the shock. He came and he saw they are extremely happy. Even some people don't have fingers. Some people don't have clothes. Don't have nothing. And they are happy. That was a real shock for him. That he couldn't understand. And this is also why I love India. Yes, I love India everywhere. Hare Krishna. Of course, it's changing. You know, when I moved to Vrindavan in 99, then this was a hallmark of India. Everybody smiling. You know, everybody, everywhere you see, everybody smiling. Everybody happy. Then, over like 5-10 years, you see that this angle got a little less. And now I don't know what happened, because now everybody is scowling, you know. No smile. I guess television did its work, yes? And now in the West, in Europe, they smile, yes? Everybody, yes? No. And here they scowl. It still is there somewhere. But point is that in India, why people are happy? What's the big secret, regardless of their background, they absorb with the milk of the mother the first rule of yoga, the first niyama of yoga, santosha. Satisfaction is your decision. It's not something that's coming from outside, it's your decision. So you have to decide. And you can see that intelligent people understand this everywhere, all over the world. You see, like, you know, that what are the most expensive companies in the world? Recently, Apple, yeah. Then we have Microsoft, Google, you know, Google, almost like indestructible. Yeah. So Sergey Brin, Larry Page, director Eric Schmidt, Steve Jobs, when he was alive, all of them, they belong to the club of people who were taking a salary of $1 per year. $1 per year. That was their salary, is their salary. Of course, they have money, they have something, whatever, shares, but their salary, whatever they're getting, is $1. Because, you know, if you, you have to say enough somewhere. If you don't say enough, you become crazy. This is the problem of so many emperors and so many dictators and so many. For them, it's never enough. It's never enough. This is what Vamana tells to Bali Maharaj. He says, if somebody cannot be satisfied with 3 steps of land, then all the land in the world, all the women in the world, all the gold in the world will not be enough. And we see Hiranyakashipu always had red eyes. He did have everything in the world, and he was always angry. So this is the secret to be satisfied. and this is the beauty of India, of how people are able to be satisfied. And this is tested all the time. So hellish planets are described in the end of Canto 5. Srila Prabhupada asks everybody, please help me to protect people from going to hell and from living in hell. And many people are living in hell, whether rich or poor, they are living in hell. So many people, so many rich people live in hell, so many poor people live in hell. Different types of hell are there. But hell is a mental thing. By the way, do you know how Krishna defines hell in Canto 11, Uddhava Gita? Hell and heaven. Anybody remembers? Chapter 19. How Krishna defines hell and heaven. He says, hell is tamagun. And heaven is sattvagun. Easy. So just change the guna and you are either there or there. That this way you move. So Parikshit Maharaj has heard about this. And what does he ask after hearing the description of these hellish planets? Does he say, how can I avoid being punished? Is that his question? In the beginning of Canto 6? Here's a little test for you.
No.
No. Yes. This is a good, correct answer. No. That's not his question. What is his question? How people can be protected from going to hell. How all the people, so he is already showing his Vaishnava nature. He's already showing that he's concerned how to help others, how to protect others. You may remember also this story about Sri Ramanuja, who was given super powerful mantra. I understand this is the Ashtakshara, Om Namo Narayanaya. And he goes out to the top of a building and says, please everybody chant the holy names of the Lord, Om Namo Narayanaya. Of course, nowadays we go out Also, complaints were the same. And we invite, please everybody chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Gauranga Nimai Pandit was accused of the same thing. What does he do? He takes an Upanishad mantra and he gives it to everybody. This is very bad, dangerous, improper. But when Sri Ramanuja was called by his guru, he said, do you know you go to hell? He said, if I go to hell, but all of them get saved, then it's worth it. Let me go to hell and let them all. And then Mahapurna was his Diksha Guru. And he said, oh, yes, this is the qualification. This is the person who can actually properly chant this mantra. So he's ready to sacrifice for others. You pass the real test. So Parikshit is asking. And now Shukadeva Goswami is testing. What is the test of Shukadeva Goswami? Shukadeva Goswami, with a straight face, he says, they should do atonement. There is a ritual. There is a certain ritual. You know, like there, you make something wrong, and then you do some special procedure, ritual, atonement, prayashchitta, and you become purified. And then if you do this, you don't go to hell. You know, so that was karma answer. And with a straight face, you know, nothing, not winking, or he's just saying like this. And Parikshit Maharaj says, Kunjara Shauchaval, he says, but Maharaj, we see that people are undergoing so many times, they say, oh, never again, never again, sorry, sorry, I will not do this. They do some, they sometimes even go to jail, sometimes they do something, they do prayashchitta, they do atonement, they do purification. Afterwards, again, they do the same sin. Yeah, it's like bathing of an elephant. So he says, why are you saying that this will save them? It does not save them, it doesn't change their mentality. So he passes the first test. Then there is a second question. Then Parikshit Maharaj is told, okay, all right, you're right, yes, okay, so karma will not do. So tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha. This is the next supposition here. Yamena cha yamena, yamena ni yamena va, danena sh, danash. Tyagena satya so, yeah, tyagena satya shochema. So he gives the processes of jnana. Tapasya, brahmacharya, control of the mind and senses, which are all good things. They're definitely all, Srila Prabhupada describes them as very proper. However, Jnanakanda itself also. So here we don't see the objection of Parikshit Maharaj. He does not object, but probably he makes a face. Like, Jnana? And so then Shukadeva Goswami says, okay, kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Agham dunvanti kartsnyana niharami vabhaskara. Okay, kevala bhakti. Yes, kevala bhakti, this purifies completely. Everything else, it's like burning the bushes. You burn the bush, root remains, it grows again. So even jnana, it burns, the roots may stay. But bhakti can change the heart completely. So this is the test which Parikshit Maharaj is passing successfully here. So we are given many tests, and people, okay, who does not like tests, like in general? It's a who is not very fond of tests, is not very, doesn't love tests. Yeah. So oftentimes we think, tests are, it's not something, especially if they're responsible. Yeah? however, if you go through these tests, each test allows you to enter the next level. I think in India you have this system, you have some big system for tests. If you pass the tests, you are eligible for different types of positions and services, and sometimes you are like set for life, right, if you pass. So tests are moving us forward, and we will be given unexpected tests. Krishna tests us unexpectedly. We don't know who will test us. It's not that always, okay, it's we are trying to train ourselves. So we have some system for testing. So we have Mangal Arati, we have Japa, we have Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav. So we have some system where we train ourselves. Yes, we have the temple relationships, hierarchy, preaching. So we have some tests where we train ourselves. But we never know who will test us from where. Sometimes it can be a monkey. A monkey doesn't look like a professor who's coming to give you a test, but he may be coming to give you a test. Or it can be a new devotee coming to give you a test. It can be a bird. It can be a, you know, it can be so many people coming to give you a test. So our life is very exciting. It's just that you are studying in the Bhagavatam what is the proper direction. The proper direction, Prabhupada says, is to satisfy Krishna. So we will be tested to make deeper and deeper our realization, dasoham, Krishna dasoham. Naham vipro na cha narapatir na pivashyo na shudro naham varni na cha grihapatir no vanasto yatirva kintu prodyan nikila paramananda purnam ritabhir gopi bartu padakamala yordasa dasanudasa. I am not a brahmana, but I am not a kshatriya, but I am not a vaishya, but I am not a shudra. And I am not a brahmachari, but I am not a grihastha, but I am not a vanaprastha, but I am not a sannyasi. So, who am I? Of the limitless, complete and perfect ocean of bliss, who is the lover of beautiful Vrindavan gopis. Of him, I am the servant of the servant of the servant. So we will be tested. Who are you? We are tested. Who are you? In different, deeper and deeper. And we are tested. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this for yourself? Or are you doing this for Krishna? And each next test allows us to make it deeper and deeper. So you can treat people around you as your teachers. This is again 11th canto. We have 24 teachers, sometimes 28 depending how you count them, 24 teachers who made this brahmana, Dattatreya brahmana, perfect. According, he's answering. They taught him everything. And that includes questions, that includes tests. So we are being asked tests, and the answers, you know, when we answer in Bhakti Shastri test, when we answer in Bhakti Vaibhav test, okay, there are some clear answers, there are shlokas, you know, you can give a clear answer. But they have to be translated into qualities, into behaviors and into reactions. Kirtaniya sadahari, but how? Trinada pisuni chena taror eva sahishnana amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. With these qualities, this is how you chant. So we are tested all the times. So if you take the sadhana, is like a quest. So if you take this as a special game, where you are tested, you have to pass different levels, and you don't know where you will be tested. You don't know who will come and which exact test he will give to you. You have to often, some games are like that. You don't even know what exact task you have to solve. You have to also find out what is the task. So if you understand it, then your life becomes very interesting. It's difficult. Game means you accept limitations, like in football. You cannot, you know, so the easiest thing would be to take the ball by the hands, with the hands, and, you know, carry it and throw it into the goal, right? But to make it interesting, it is described, no, you cannot do this, you have to do this only with your feet, right? So game means there are some limitations, there are some difficulties, but they are voluntary. You accept them? Voluntary. So we are tested. We see there are tests, different types of tests. Yamadutas are tested. Ajamil is tested. Parikshit is tested. So this is sixth canto. There is an even more amazing test at canto 12. Very difficult test. I mean, strange, unexpected, surprising test. So, Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is guiding us through the play, theater, game of life, giving us guidance, how to play successfully. And satisfy Krishna. Prove every time. Dasoham. Why do you do? For Krishna? For pleasing Krishna? Who is Krishna? Krishna is Krishna and his devotees. Nectar of devotion. Krishna means Krishna and his devotees. And every living entity is his temple. Sixth canto says the same thing. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Kalpatarubhishtha kripa simtabhyaya cha. Jitanam pahani vaishnavi yorunam.